Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh yeah, it is the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Chloe Bloxham. It is Friday, the 2nd of June, 2023. We are edging closer to the transfer window being open. And to get things started then, let's go straight in to the breaking news that happened earlier on this morning. And that is that Liverpool have apparently activated McAllister's release clause. Liverpool have reportedly agreed to meet Alexis McAllister's release clause, according to Football Insider. It has been said that the Reds will pay the Seagulls between £55 and £60 million. Personal terms have already been settled, according to the report, which will see McAllister pocket a contract in the excess of £150,000 per week. McAllister is set to be the first signing of the summer, it is believed, for the Reds. There's obviously been more and more coming out about this. We have been heavily linked with him for a while now. It feels like we're still towards the end of all the details, getting them, the finer ones all done and boxed. But yeah, it seems like McAllister should be a Liverpool player soon. I'm pretty sure Fabrizio Romano did also say a couple of days ago that Liverpool were looking to finalise the deal sometime next week. They were sorting personal terms this week, and according to Football Insider, that has all been sorted. And we've now moved on to Brighton. And the talks with Brighton have gone well enough that Liverpool have activated his 55 to 60 mil release clause. So yeah, hopefully we will see Alexis McAllister in red soon. Talking about that, he did put out an Instagram post yesterday, which a lot of Liverpool fans on Twitter, as we all do, took as his goodbye to Brighton. It was a video and it was basically him saying a thank you to them. In fact, I can read it out for you now and I'll tell you exactly what it says. It says, review of the historic season. It was an honour to represent Brighton and Hove Albion FC in a World Cup, but to become the first ever World Cup winner for this club, it will be unforgettable. Hopefully you will have more, as it will be your welcome after it. 3 years and a half ago, we were fighting for the relegation, and today, after so much sacrifice, suffering and work, this group will be in the history of the club for becoming the first team to obviously play in the Europa League. And he put a little video alongside that, and a lot of people have taken this as his goodbye. I think it's the fact that hopefully you will have more, you know, kind of insinuates maybe, you know, hopefully, yeah, it's just one of the wordings where it feels like he's going, look, he can still play several more World Cups. So saying hopefully you will have more, hopefully we'll have more, you'll have me winning the World Cup again sometime. But yeah, he did post that. I just took it as his goodbye for the season to Brighton, as in, you know, a recap of the season. Thanks so much for the support. We've done amazing. I'll see you next season, potentially. But yeah, it was a bit more on the Twitter sense that he's actually saying goodbye. Do what you will with that bit of information. I just think it's a generic goodbye post, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, there is potential there that it was his goodbye. If it was, I'd be fuming if I was a Brighton fan because I'd want a little bit more than that. But yeah, hopefully McAllister will be through the door next week. Moving on then, apparently Adrian is now really close to a Liverpool extension. Liverpool goalkeeper Adrian has revealed he is close to signing an extension at Anfield. He is out of contract this summer, but in an interview with The Athletic, he has confirmed talks are ongoing and they're really close. The Spaniard said, "I have a great relationship with the manager and the club. We've been in talks and we're really close. I know the situation and my role in the squad. Everyone wants to play and have minutes on the pitch, but you also need a big squad with good people who will commit everything every day in training." Which is brilliant to hear because, look, we're not stupid. Adrian very much has fell down the pecking order from Kelleher. He did. I remember he played in the last game before COVID happened, I'm pretty sure it was. We played Atletico Madrid and he basically gave them the win, which was really fun. And since then, obviously, Kelleher's won the League Cup. He's been played more often. He played last game of the season when we gave Alisson a rest. But yeah, you know, his comments from that interview with The Athletic, it just makes him sound like a really boss person. The fact that he said, you know, everyone wants to play and have minutes, but you also need a big squad with people who will commit and give everything every day in training. It shows you the type of players that Liverpool and Klopp want in their dressing room, but also the type of player that Adrian is, and that tells you exactly why he's getting a contract extension. But yeah, as it stands, the Reds have Alisson, Kelleher, Peter Luger, Harvey Davies, Jaros, as all other goalkeeping options, aside from Adrian, of course. And also, this leads me on to the next story, which is Kelleher is apparently to leave Liverpool. The Republic of Ireland coach Stephen Kenny expects Kelleher to leave Liverpool this summer. The goalkeeper is ready to part Anfield in search of first-team football, which would make even more sense as to why Adrian is getting a new contract. He'll inevitably play more minutes then because there's no way Alisson Becker's playing all of the Europa League games. It just doesn't happen. You know, if Kelleher goes, which I really hope he doesn't, but he probably will, expect to see Adrian as our backup goalkeeper. He actually, you know, the Ireland manager came out and said, "It looks like he will be on the move this summer. It can only benefit him because he needs to play games. He's been starved of games this year and that has been a problem for him. He's very talented and it is hard to leave Liverpool, such an iconic club. It is not easy to move. There is a process you go through at a club like that. The previous season was a success to agree for him, winning the League Cup and playing in the cup competitions. There were a lot of games. They got knocked out early this year, so there wasn't much football for him. I think he is ready to go and play regularly. He certainly needs to play as he is not so young now. He is 24. I think it will happen this summer. It is not right normally to talk about a player moving, but at Liverpool he is behind one of the best goalkeepers in the world. It is not going to get easier and you can't improve when you aren't playing." So yeah, it looks like Kelleher is leaving. I think Jürgen Klopp did come out in a press conference, maybe his last ever, and said, you know, we'd only be selling Kelleher if a substantial bid came in. We don't want to get rid of him. We don't see him leaving. It's one of them that if Liverpool do let him leave, I think we should put a buyback clause in. I really do. I think he's that good. He obviously came in against Southampton and had an absolute mare of a game, but he's not been playing that often. It's not easy to just come in. But yeah, it's sad to see Kelleher go because I think he's absolutely class. He can go to another Premier League club. He's just that. He's that good. He could go to, you know, the Bundesliga, any of the top four leagues. He could go to, and he could be a starter for a lot of the teams anyway. But yeah, that is the potential reason why Adrian is getting another extension, because he might become our second choice goalkeeper. Anyway, the last little bit of info I have for you for today is Bite.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Is that Liverpool are holding a pre-season friendly. They want to hold their annual home pre-season friendly at Preston North End's Deepdale as construction work continues at Anfield. Obviously, Liverpool are in a race to get all of the Anfield Road End done in time for the season to be back. So it is no surprise that Liverpool are doing a pre-season at home, but away from home in terms of the actual ground. They want to do it at Preston North's Deepdale, which, you know, fair enough. I don't know who we'll play. Maybe we'll play Preston. Who knows? But definitely, you know, there's one pre-season friendly that the Reds are already trying to book into the calendar. And it's good to see that we'll, you know, play a game in and around the area of Liverpool, because it surely means that that'll probably be our last game of pre-season. And that's just a chance to maybe go out one more time before the season does start, make sure everything is all going well, given, you know, time to some of the players who probably didn't get a go in pre-season. In fact, they played Strasbourg, I think it was. They put a load of kids out at the start of this season. It was the last pre-season game, if I'm correct, at Anfield. And it's a little bit of a shame that this one's not going to be at Anfield, because for those players that did ultimately, you know, they got to play at Anfield, which they probably would never have had that opportunity in several years at least. It was great to see the youngsters get that opportunity. Sadly, that won't be the case this season. They won't get to play at Anfield. But hopefully we can bring a big enough crowd to Preston North End's ground and give them, you know, a decent run out and a bit of support, because, yeah, everyone loves a pre-season friendly at Anfield. It's just, you take your family, you have loads of fun, take your kids to the game. Yeah, so sad to see that it won't be at Anfield for the players and also for family perspectives. But Preston North End isn't that far away. But that is everything rounded up from today's news and headlines. Just to let you know, we have a Carragher podcast out now on Redmen Plus. Just go over to redmenplus.com and sign up as either a club captain or a club legend, sorry. And you'll be able to hear what Carragher thinks the Reds need this summer, who we should sign, his thoughts on the defence, if we need another attacker at any point. It was a really boss interview with him, so do go over and watch that. Aside from that, if you do want to listen to our great chosen interviews as podcasts or watch them as videos, also head over to redmenplus.com. We've got transfers covered this summer. Hopefully McAllister signs next week, we'll have all that, as well as our phenomenal three-part docu-series for Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, that is coming out on 23rd of June. It is absolutely incredible. I've been seeing the parts that we've all put together. It is simply amazing. Joe has done a brilliant job there, you know, producing it, editing it, putting it all together. That is something that you just do not want to miss. So do head over to mmplus.com and sign up. But that is all for me. Nice one for listening. And up the Reds.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.